An innovative nonprofit that's helped combat the diversion of prescription drugs in Maine is at risk of shutting down. Diversion Alert gives healthcare providers access to statewide drug arrest data to help them identify patients who may be involved in illegal activity. The program was set up thanks to a two-year grant from the Maine Attorney General's office, which expires at the end of May. A bill before the legislature would allocate more money for the program, but its prospects are uncertain, so the nonprofit is asking community members and businesses to chip in and keep the program temporarily afloat. Jay Field reports.
Healthcare providers and pharmacists across the state widely praise Diversion Alert. One person who's had a lot of experience with the program is a nurse practitioner in Arista County named Ann Gahagan. I interviewed Gahagan 3 years ago as part of a series on the state's fight against the illegal diversion of legally prescribed pain pills. At the time, Gahagan told me about a patient she had been treating for chronic pain.
And I had given her narcotics every week or every month because she came in and we had this good relationship.
Gahagan, who took part in the pilot that gave rise to the statewide Diversion Alert program, was scanning the arrest data one day and saw her patient's name on the list.
I asked her to come in and to bring her pills. I said, "You didn't tell me that you have been arrested for abuse of your pain medication." And she didn't have anything to say. You know, and I called her probation officer, and he said, "Oh, yeah, she's been doing that for years." And I did not have a clue.
It's really unique to Maine. Like, there is no other statewide program like this in the country.
Claire DeRossier is Diversion Alert's executive director. She says the program has been a huge success since it launched with the help of a $240,000 two-year grant from the Maine Attorney General's office. In 2014, according to data compiled by DeRossier, 54% of healthcare providers who completed a program survey said they discovered a patient on a Diversion Alert monthly report. 59% said they used the program to intervene with patients abusing or selling prescriptions, and 84% reported that the program has increased their attentiveness to prescribing practices for all patients.
I don't want to see it just stop.
But DeRossier says Diversion Alert now faces that very real possibility, and sooner rather than later. The grant from the Attorney General's office expires at the end of May. A crowdfunding campaign for the program has raised just $150. Eastern Maine Health Services has pledged $5,000 to support the program, but only if DeRossier can raise an additional $25,000 by June 1st. There's also a bill before the legislature that would provide Diversion Alert with $95,000 a year over the next 3 years to continue operating.
If we don't get funding from the state through the bill that was put in, we won't have any money for me to continue doing this full time.
The bill came out of the Health and Human Services Committee on a divided report. It will still be debated in the House and Senate. Meantime, DeRossier is pursuing other grants and is appealing to community members and businesses to support Diversion Alert. But those appeals, even if successful, aren't likely to keep the program afloat on their own. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.